We are starting a new series of shiurim on a sefer called Binyan Ariel. Actually, this is the second part of the sefer. The first part of the sefer is called Pesach Shar Shemayim. It's written by Rav Yaakov Hillel from Yerushalayim, a very big mekubal. And we're going to skip the first part called Pesach Shar Shemayim. We're going to do the second part called Binyan Ariel. So on page those have the Sfarim open, it's on page Lamed Gimel 33, and we're going to start. We'll just jump into it. It gives you a very good introduction to Chochmas Emes, and it touches on all the main subjects which need to be known before one jumps into the various Kitvei Arizal. Okay, with that said, we'll start Perek Aleph. Hakdama Klolos Beinyan Aolamos Vesfiras VaParzufim. V'inyone elukus v'pirud o'mashol v'nimshal azarot b'isu hashgama hakshama, sorry. So this is a whole listing of things which he's planning to touch upon, which is the worlds and the spheres and the patsufim. Again, things we're going to define b'zat Hashem. What is a world? What is a sphera? What is the difference between a sphera and a patsuf? And inyana elokus and pirud and yichud, moshel v'nimshel, and as always beiso hagshama, one of the basic isurim not to megashim. We'll speak about all of that. Emes Hashem. Tachlis ma neidach bach shelo nidach. Aleph. He works with the different oisias. So we're now ois aleph. Tachlis a yedia bebor yiborach hu lidach ein lanu hasaga bo. One should know that we don't have any asaga in Kodesh Baruch Hu. A person should know his limits. Sha'ari ein shaychim bo musagi gvul klal. In this, we'll call the Eibishter, the Bore Olam, he has no asaga. There is no gvul in bechlal. Lo b'mokom v'lo b'zman, lo b'koach v'yecholos, not in space and time, not in koach. Pashut upashut shebein sof shehu belo gvulos kahorat shemo ein shum hasaga klal. So he calls it the end sof. The end sof, translated very simply, is called infinity. I want to tell you what the mefarshim say at the beginning of Etzchaim, and also Tzchaim. The mefarshim are in agreement, and this is going to sound a bit strange, but when it comes to Chochmas Emes, which is Penimius Atorah, we do not speak about the Atzmius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now that sounds sort of counterintuitive. You might think that something which is so spiritual like this Kabbalah would speak about only about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the truth of the matter is that we have no Asaga. The Zohar tells us that Ein, we don't have the Das, we don't have the Kalim in order to be Masik Ein. And we don't have a saga b'chlal v'chlal into the atzmius of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's a milamala me'eni menaseichel. And therefore, they discuss three different levels that we do discuss. And therefore, the first level is what we call the atzmius of Hashem. The atzmius is something, like we said, we do not discuss. That's the mala menaseichel. There ain't tfisa klal. We don't have a tfisa at all in that. Second level is what we call the Ein Sof, which we term as the infinity. Infinity. That is a spashtus. The way I describe is that you have the sun, that you really can't get close to the sun whatsoever. It's burning hot, millions of degrees, cannot come close to it. But rather, you have the rays of the sun that you can benefit from. So that would be considered sort of the Ein Sof, something that we benefit from. But again, not directly. It has to go through the atmosphere and into the atmosphere of the earth, and then it comes down to the earth, passes the clouds, and then let's say we'd call the next stage, stage number three, is called the Or Ein Sof, the Or of the Ein Sof, which is a further giloy of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, further giloy. And that's what we're going to see, all the various Hishtalshalus, all the progression of the development of the world, spiritual world, will be coming out from that stage called the O and Sof. So, even though a person cannot appreciate what we're saying right now because you haven't seen all the sugya, but this answers a lot. It answers up a lot of stiras and problems that we have in the understanding of the Ariza. But with this yesod, that we're not talking about the atzimus of Hashem. We're not even talking about the Ein Sof, but rather the O and Sof. This makes things much easier. You can see this in the first few pieces in the Leshem and Biurim. Leshem has four different Svarim, Hagdamas Vesharim, Klalim Dea, and Biurim. And in Biurim, the beginning, not Mamash in the beginning, but when he speaks about the, I think it's around Daf Yud Beis, in the Atzhaim, there he starts speaking about this manifestation of a Kadosh Baruch Hu called the O and Sof and the Ein Sof. And other Mefarshim also speak with this out. The Ramaz in the back of the Otzot Chaim, Hagas, the Ramaz of Moshe Zakuta, and others. Okay, let's continue. Now, Ois Beis. Mahen Amatoros HaYehudim Shel Yediat Chochmat HaKabbalah. What is the goal of learning at all Chochmat HaKabbalah? V'gam she'en sof ein lanu bo shum ha'asaga v'esik klal. Even though we have no esik and no asaga klal in the Ein Sof, even though it's only Ein Sof, kemo she'amalnu, it's not the atzmius, but even the Ein Sof we have no asaga b'chalal. V'kemo she'amalnu chazal v'chagiga reish perik beis, kol ha'mistakel ba'arba devorim eilu roi lo shelo ba le'olam. So we have anyone who is mistaken in the Mishnah says there, the Mishnah called mistaken the dal devorim is better than he should have been born. Malemala, malemata, malifni, malacho, anything up, down, inside, outside. Kol hagdorot elu hen morot alhiyot en sof me'ever lekol mitzias kayemet. So we see from there, the Mishnah is telling you there is a bechina which is lemala min hasaga, ein hasaga klal. Hine. Yehuda shel chokhmat ha-kabbalah hu levayah, the whole point of this is to rather explain what we do masik, what it is explained to us. Al pi ha-mesod torat Yisrael mekabelet mesinai, and we know that we got this chokhmah, it's not a separate chokhmah from the Torah, it's part and parcel, this is the way the Gaon learns, if I'm mistaken, it's part and parcel of the Torah kedusha that Moshe Rabbeinu received from Har Sinai. And it's going to explain to us the Gilui Mitzias, the Gilui Mitzias that we see from the Eibishter. It's also going to explain to us Sod Yichudu Shel Bo Yitbarach Mitchabru El Olamot. It's going to show us also the Yichud, the unity of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in all things. And as well, it's going to explain to us how we connect, it connects all the worlds together, because as we learn, you can't sort of get lost in limud and start seeing that, oh wow, this looks separate to that, and this world was built, and that was built, and this parts of, and that parts of, and this sphere. Sort of get lost in the details and seem to see a lot of details. But you have to understand, at the end of the day, Chochmas Emes puts everything together and sees all the unity between all the worlds and parts of and spheres. The other thing we'll be discussing and explaining, what the Chochmah Emes explains to us, is Hech Bora et Olamos, how the Kadosh Baruch Hu created all the worlds, and as well Hech Mechayotam Umanhigam, and as well how he continuously pumps Shefa into there, and how he pumps Shefa. We'll learn there's a Mitzias of a system called Mad Uman, that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives down Shefa. We give a call for Shefa called Man. He reciprocates, gives a Shefa called Mud. We'll speak about these things. Tachlis Sibas Abriyasa. And also, the beginning of Etz Chaim, it tells us what is the Sibah Bechlal. Why was the world created? V'ofen hishtal shalusam b'mad regoseham lefared ribo revavot shalolam en mispar. Also, we'll see the development and all the various multiple levels of worlds being developed in front of our eyes and how this was done. V'yediat kol proti inyanehem b'sod shiur komotah shal yotze bereishit. So we'll see how everything developed. Shemoseim, Kinoim. Also, we'll learn about all the differences in names that we find in Kadosh Baruch Hu be called from. He's called the Shem Havaya, Eke, Shakai, Kel, Elohim. All these different names. What do they represent? When are they used? How are they used? Why are they used? And all the various details that come out from those names, and the various combinations between the names, and how there are shiluvim between the names that comes out to a different totsah. We'll see when that is, when is that applicable. We'll see that especially when we come to the kavanas in Tosham. And how that applies to us, and how do we use these names. And this also teaches us that often tikkunim hishtalshelusam. Also, there is a practical. Now I have to be careful what I say here, because even though we know that there's an issue to use what we call kabbalat ma'asit, we never teach that. We don't teach Kabbalat Ma'asib, the actual practical Kabbalah, because we know, since we live in a world of there's so much Ra, there's too much Ra here, and anytime you start using these Hashbas, Malachim systems, you're bound to get in trouble and bring on too much Ra and not really doing what you're trying to accomplish. But rather than what I mean by the ma'ase, the practical parts of the Kabbalah, is rather the kavanas that we find, that the Rashash and others have set out for us in the very Sidurim that we have, in the Sidur of Chol, Sidur Shabbos, and all the Regalim. That is using the names in a permissible way, in order to help us mechaven and give koach to our tefillas and more concentration to our tefillas. That's what I mean by practical. So what we have is that we have the general theory, and that's what we learn about it. Then we use it on a practical basis, meaning all in tefillah by the kavanas. So that's what we're going to be learning, and how to use this system that we're going to be learning. Shekol elu potei olamos heyach nitkenim bekoach mitzvos ma'asim tovim. Now, besides tefillah as well, one must know, one will learn that by doing a mitzvah, ma'asim tovim, a person also does very strong tikkunis, and the person will understand how the tikkunis are established, what they establish. Kol mitzvah kifi b'chinata, every mitzvah according to its level. Pchati b'shoshe ashiu koma elyona mitchaleket ramach evarim v'shasa gidim. We'll see how the mitzvahs. There's a difference between the mitzvah deraisa, mitzvah derabbanan, lotase, and kum vase, all the various nitek lase, all these different various levels of deraisas and derabbanans, asmachtas and gzeiras and agdorim that we'll find isuri chazal, how that implies different, how we see that in the siddur, the way that comes out on a practical basis and makes enough kamina in the kavanas, and how the Torah is split up into 613 mitzvot keneged every different aver of a person, and how every person, when a person does the mitzvah, that is mesakin one part, a part of his evarim. I'll read that again. Veshu komos elyon mitchaleket ramach evarim shagidim. ומקבילים לרמח מצווס עשה ולשס המצווס לא תעשה. וכן בתפילס המצווס הקשורס בהם. מתעקנות את כללות העולמות בחינס הימים בזמנים. I will see as a person, I will describe, the Kabbalah explains to us how a person interacts with the world, and as a person is praying, he does what's called the tikkunim, the rectification. Again, we don't know enough information, but we'll see there's something called a kilkul. A shvira, and through the shvira, that gave us a time and space in order to do rectification, and we do that whether it's biyamim or zmanim, whether it's in the parts of a yamim, parts of a zmanim, as we'll discuss two different categories of kavanas. Aholchim initkinim yom leyom leshvua mishvua lechodesh mechodesh leshana 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 shmita. So we'll see that we're given a period, a kitzbah, an end to do all these various mitzvahs, masim tovim, and that is 6,000 years. And we work on a daily basis, on a monthly basis, on a yearly basis, from Shemitah to Shemitah, Yovel to Yovel, until this entire process, which is going to take us 6,000 years, and hopefully before that, in order to uplift what we call the fallen Nitzutzes of Kedusha back into their various abode in the spiritual world. By doing that, then ushering the next Tekufa, the 7,000th year, where the avodah will be a bit different. But this will be an avodah, which we call the Olam Haba. V'chein bad bevad, I'm on page Lamed Dalet now, second paragraph. V'chein bad bevad im tikkun olamot. Also, while you're doing the tikkunos olamos and all the various spiritual worlds which needs your attention and needs your rectification, we'll also understand that you will be doing tikkunims on your own neshama as well. That's ech nitknim kol prati b'chinas neshamos. And how a person goes about rectifying his own personal neshama. Shehem shisha ribo prate neshamos di Yisrael. That is the part and parcel of the 6,000 neshamas which were included originally in Adam Rishon. And then when Adam Rishon unfortunately did a chet, all those neshamas were sent into the lower worlds, as we'll define later on, what are the lower worlds. And because of that, our job is to uplift ourselves with this various avodas and these kelim were given, and these commandments were given in order to uplift ourselves as well to the higher abode. So I'll read it again. Ki shisha shishim ribo protein shamas di Yisrael makbir lishita alfa shinim de protein olamas. Shehayu klulot mitchila kulam be'adam rishon. They were all included in Adam Rishon. Nifkumu becheto, and they got spoiled, and they got tainted by the chet of Adam Rishon. Omehem nistalku, and then they all fell out of Adam Rishon kevi'ochel. Omehem naflu ve'nifkumu, and they all fell, and they got tainted. Omehem nitmu'u betocha klipas, and they dived in and were sunken into the world of impurity called the world of klipas, as we'll define later on. V'gam nifkumot haneshamas shuv v'shuv al yedei averos she'osim b'nei adam. And as a person does chas v'shalom more and more averos, a person sinks lower and lower into the klipas. A klipas is the metzias of tuma, which covers you over and is mechasi you like a masach, a separation between you and Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's just sort of a Kadosh Baruch Hu trying to shine his light on you, basically, and you're covering yourself over and over with various filters and blankets, and therefore not able to recognize him at all, because these things are just getting darker and darker. We'll see how that manifests itself actually in Kabbalah. Therefore, there is a process of gilgulim. Mid galgilot, we come back in reincarnation, pam ache pam kefiya mitzrich aleihem kedesh yutukenu mikol pigmeihem. That's the reason why we come back in reincarnation, believe it or not, thousands of times, unfortunately. And in order to rectify this, v'yishtalmu b'shleimos kol nitzutzeihem l'shiur koma shleima, in order to perfect ourselves and all these nitzutzos, like we said, these holy sparks that fell down to the lower world, in order to make ourselves complete, v'achida d'tariyeh givon v'gidim al yedei kiyum tariyeh mitzvos, in order to meyachid ourselves, put everything back together, and become united again with us in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, I want to preface that in the Mishnah in Chagiga, over there we spoke about, there are two different musagim that we find over there. In the Mishnah in Chagiga speaks about something which is called Ma'aseh Bereshit and Ma'aseh Merkava. Two phrases that we hear a lot about, Ma'aseh Bereshit and Ma'aseh Merkava. And he's going to define it for us now. Now, what is exactly Ma'aseh Bereshit? Kol Eilu Yediot, this knowledge that we just spoke about, which will be provided to us by the study of Chochmas Emes. By the way, Chochmas Emes, the Kabbalah has, you'll see that we call it various names, different Mefarshim call it different things. There's no one official name for this. Some people call it Torah, Pnimis Torah, Torah Sechen, or just Chen, Chochmas Emes, Kabbalah. It has various names, but all meaning the exact same thing. As we know that there are the four levels of the Torah, Pshat, which we call Pal, this Pshat, Remes, Drush, and Sod. And this is what we call the Sod. Now, even in the Sod, I have to be Magdim, that we don't, even the Sod is split up into four sections. There is the Pshat of the Sod, the Drush of the Sod, the Remes of the Sod, the Drush of the Sod, and the Sod of the Sod. So, as you see, we have four levels of the Sod. What we learn, what we will be teaching over here, and what basically they teach in Eretz Yisrael, in the big yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, is one system called the Pshat of the Sod. The first level in the Sod, which is the Pshat Shavu Sod, and that's why we have the right to teach this, because it's only the elementary introduction into the world of Sod, Chochmas Emes or Kabbalah. And then by that time, the Talmid has enough information that he can delve in himself, if he wants to, into the more deeper world of, we say, Kabbalah, and a person can improve himself and reach infinite amount of possibilities in his Pashto Seguf and Ruach HaKodesh and other aspects for this serious Talmud. But Akopin, again, just to preface, we'd only talk about Pshat over here. As we do in Nigla, you learn a piece of a Gemara, you learn the Pshat, you medayik from the words, and that's what we're doing here as well, this type of limud. So I hope I don't disappoint anybody thinking that they're going to be starting to elevate themselves and start elevating the table in front of them and start showing their friends various interesting tricks. Unfortunately, you won't get that from learning this introductory guide. Okay, let's go back to the call. Elu yediyas shel prati olamas v'sidrei tikuneihem aridei mitzvus v'tfilos v'kavanetehem. So this idea, I would learn what is the depth of a mitzvah, the depth of what is tefillah, the depth of the kavanas behind them, and the way they are used, of fani asiyatam bidiyuk al pi kabbalah, v'chein yidiyat pirush ha-mikraot, and also the depth of the psukim. I'm not talking about remez adush, I'm talking about the sod of the really what is the pasuk really wanting to transfer to us. What level of yediyah? Mamre Chazal in the Gemaras or Hakdamas Kabbalah, yediyat ve'asagat bechinat kol nivraim shebaolam atachton kifi shoshe bechinotem lemalam, and how a person attaches on high, and where is your shorish of your neshama? How that all happens? All this yediyah, kulam klolus bechlal yediyat chokhmat emet. This is what we coin as the phrase as yediyat Chochmat and Emet. As we know, there's a mitzvah in the Torah called Yadata Hashem, to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Ein Am Haaretz Yodeat Hashem. You have to be a learned person to spend time to learn all about the Torah, the Tagig mitzvahs, but not only in a pshat level. Yadat Hashem also applies to deeper levels as well. That's all part of the mitzvah. And therefore, nidbaru kol ele yisasodot, all these secrets, bikitva Ariza is the primary place where that was megalit to us, this giloy of all these secrets, la'okam la'rochban, at depth and width, Mehenhem nikraim b'fi chazal ma'ase bereshin, and all this what we just described right now is called what the Mishnah in Chagiga coins as the phrase ma'ase bereshin. Bereshin meaning rishit, rishit meaning the beginning of one's knowledge comes from beginning. One's knowledge actually comes from this, all the idea of chokhmat emes. Now the inyan masim mekaver. Now, what about masim mekaver? Another coin phrase in Mishnah. What does that mean? He yediat often said hit kad shot adam bekoach avodato et Hashem. This refers to the ofan, the ways about how to go about practically how to use the mekaver, the makomah, but rather the chokhmah to emes. Makomah just means the system of Kabbalah, how to use it practically for a person to elevate themselves from this world into the spiritual world. That means basically that's the avodah, to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'torah to mitzvahs, b'tikon amidot, it's all part and parcel of doing, learning Torah, doing the mitzvahs, working on your particular character traits, all refining what we call the keli, refining the gashmi. Until the person becomes so refined and so elevated, and he elevates himself from his actual goof, and his soul soars on high. Umadbik nishmato lemala b'shchosha elyon, and a person can actually do this, lift his neshama onto on high, ad adveikut bo yidbara, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamish. V'chen yidiyat sod aliyat b'kavanot v'yichudim v'tfilot tichinot v'bakashot der sha'arei pitchei olamot, and a person will after many years of learning, can actually go into the depth of the kavanas and the yichudim, which are actually two different types of systems. Kavanas are one system, yichudim is actually a different system. It's found in Shah Ruach HaKodesh, and kavanas is actually found in Shah kavanas and Sefer kavanas, different systems. Maybe we'll speak about that later on. V'tfilot, and the depth of tefillah, and the tachanun, v'kashos derech shah pitchei olamot, into the openings of the worlds. As we'll speak about, there's various chambers in every world, and there's an opening to every world. And we call the halbasha. V'derech shu'reihem, v'hen yediyat v'hakarat p'chati ha'madreget, who a person will understand, what we call the sulam aliyah, the travel upwards, up the ladder, like we find by the Nevuah of Yaakov, where he saw the ladder, the Malachim going up the ladder, and the Malachim going down the ladder. So there's a system to go up and down. V'chein b'yidiyat shemot ha-kodesh, again, of various names, how they used. Mushlashim b'kol madrega, how every world, we know there's a chamber, and by that chamber, there's a Malach that asks you a certain code in order to get up. Mushlashim b'kol madrega, which is implanted in every single stage of the way. Ofanu pitichat sha'arim, I'm teaching you the keys of how to get into the different gates, through the different gates. Ad la'aliyat neshama lidabik v'yotzcho, until you medabik yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kedei limshoch melemala shefa hasagot and nivuyot, in order to get the what we call the asaga, the revelation of prophecy. The sod of the Torah, and to understand the real depth of the Torah. The yedidat atidot, and know the future times. The shayinyan roch hakodesh, and to be zocher to have roch hakodesh. The dark asaga elyona, liyod sho'ov de Hashem bekavonas ayuchudim, a person will be able to serve Hashem completely with complete faith and imuna, and have this at his facility. Gormin b'maaseim keshe kol alamot l'ze b'ze. And the whole point is that you'll be able to do a yichud goma between all the worlds. Sheishtalavu, sheyitlavishu elu be'elu, because the worlds all intertwine, ya'ilu ze b'ze, and therefore by you making these various tikkunim and kavanas and yichudim, and because you'll be able to intertwine the worlds even stronger, making them bound into one, which is the tafkid of all tafkidim, in order to make sort of the house of them, the house of Hashem, the merkava, sort of the mishkan, where Hashem can really pour down his light onto this merkava, mashpia behem tosefes or the kedusha madrega la madrega, in order to be mashpia more and more of his kedusha, v'nasim kulam kesher echad ad oto adam amiyached ayichud kenal kedei lahasig hasagot sodot haTorah v'dat nistorot atidot v'chein nikra esik ze maaseh mekova. That is the whole workings of maaseh mekova, in order to tie all the words together, in order that the Shefa, which is being sent out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should be able to penetrate into that system and then transfer itself into the lower system and unite all things together as one. That is really the tafkid of all tafkidim, as that we'll see the Mashiach doing them to Hashem. That is his job, to unite all things together, even this lowly world of the material world, and all that is called part and parcel of the system called Maaseh Merkava. A person wants to learn more about this in depth, you should go into the Shah Kedusha of the Rav Chaim Vital and Chelek Beisha Vav. There the Rav Chaim Vital wrote a separate sefer called Shah Kedusha, and there also you'll see in Chelek Beisha Shah Vav explains it in depth, and also in the new Chelek Chelek Dalit also you see how the names of the different Malachim enable this process. Yeah. Okay, again, this is really advanced things. This is again out of the scope of the or of our introductory explanation of Chochmas Emes, but something that a person should know that it really that this is the ultimate tafkid in Chochmas Emes. Okay, so I think right now we'll stop it for now, Hashem, and we'll continue next year.